so glad to be home. I don't want to talk about business and what it was like over there. Do you really want to know? Well, the trip itself is fine. It was great. I mean, it's a new place to set up, you know, the whatever it is they want set up over there. I don't really care. I'm too tired to remember. But they do want roots over in that country, so they're very, very excited for it, and they're just, you know, very happy that everything went smoothly and all that sort of stuff. The food was great, the culture was amazing, and the days off that I did get, more often than not, I was either shopping or sleeping. But do you know what I miss the most? You. I miss your warm hugs in the morning, and the way you would hold me, the way you would spoon me, the way you feel in my arms, the way you play with my hair when you think I'm asleep, the way you run your fingers up and down my back, the way you nuzzle into me after sex. The way you would fuck me. But most of all, I just missed waking up to you. To your smile. To your sleepy little face. All pouty and sleepy and grumpy. Yeah, the jet lag's setting in. I'm so tired. I missed you so much. I'm so glad I'm home. I just kept thinking about, you know, bringing you there. I couldn't stop thinking about, you know, you. Every time I saw something that, you know, that you liked, or that I just kept thinking about, oh, they totally like this, or this is totally their thing. You would have enjoyed it. So glad I'm home, and I can't wait to bring you with me. Yeah, I can barely keep my eyes open. I'm so ready for a nap. Okay, nap time. I love you.